WMKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Thank you for making the MRL show a part of your morning routine. If you know someone who doesn't listen to us, first spank them.
Yep.
Then tell them to listen to us either through the Kiss 95.1 app or, of course, on the radio, Kiss 95.1. We're free and we're here for you. We'll tell you how you can win a trip to Costa Rica. Teachers, we're looking at you in just about 10 minutes.
Don't go anywhere for that. So there's a thing called digital dating, and it's not what you think. You're probably thinking getting on Tinder and getting on Bumble and getting on, what's the other one, Hinged, I think it is.
Oh,
now.
Yeah, Hinged, yeah.
Yeah. It's not just swiping. It's a bit more than that. Do you think you know what it is, Lauren?
I would think it was like the equivalent of catfishing someone. Like all of your entire relationship is based online and you never truly meet.
That's exactly what it is.
So how is that different than catfishing? Because you're probably not pretending to be somebody else.
Sure. I mean, maybe you webcam each other.
Yeah, they know who you are. You're not pretending. You're too afraid to meet them in person. You are getting the emotional satisfaction from a relationship. You're just not getting the physical
satisfaction.
Is that a word?
I don't know. Satisfaction.
I don't know
satisfaction.
Satisfaction is pretty cool, though. Write that one down. You know the Rolling Stones? They had a band called "I Can't Get No Satisfaction."
I guess it's like my breakout sessions.
I love that. Make that a new word, y'all.
Yeah, satisfaction. Well, listen, we're not satisfied just talking about it.
No, we
need to hear from you guys. And I guarantee y'all, Lorenz over there shaking her head, but I'm telling you, we will find someone who was in a relationship or currently is in a relationship with someone that they've never met in person.
Yeah, you went through one.
What?
You went through one back in the 90s when you were AOLing with that person from across the nation back when you were a kid.
And weren't you supposed to go see her at some point, but then you didn't?
Yeah, I really liked her. But we weren't like technically like dating, and we didn't have a webcam. That was strictly chatting at AOL.com.
But this isn't technically dating either. You know, you just have this...
Well, buddy, I never called her my girlfriend or my boyfriend, and I think digital daters probably call them...
Boyfriend and girlfriend?
I think.
Really?
Why? Because if you go on a date with somebody, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's your girlfriend.
But I'm telling you, I bet you that digital daters have full relationships without seeing each other and can consider having a boyfriend or girlfriend in a different state or different city. Oh, yeah, I think. 704-570-9595. Maybe I'm way off base here. In fact, there's somebody to my left named producer Joaquin who works our cameras in here for our shoot. I guarantee you he's been in a digital relationship.
Have you?
Ah!
Oh, he's shaking his head.
Come over
here
for a minute. Get on this microphone.
What?
Here. Yeah, go ahead. So you dated someone that you never met them in person?
Yeah.
Do I know how to read people or what?
Okay, so how? How did it all go down?
Okay, so Lauren's going to hate this part.
Oh, but, gosh. It's
going to involve games.
Video gaming.
So what you guys don't know is I actually stream video games sometimes from time to time, and I happened to be playing one of my favorite games, Overwatch, and I was streaming it, and the person overheard me like talking to my people who were watching my stream. So she found my stream and started talking to me. And
so you were dating a fan of your stream.
Yeah, so we ended up actually video chatting and stuff.
Where were they? Where was she from?
Actually, she's from Florida.
Okay, so how long did you digitally date her?
It was probably a good month.
Okay, and did you refer to her as your girlfriend?
I did in one conversation.
Yeah.
See?
Because I kind of stepped up and said girlfriend, but yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
So, so what happens at the end of a digital dating time frame? Like, do you actually break up with each other? Or is it
Joaquin
you just stop
lost
talking?
A fan of his stream.
Oh,
pretty much.
No. Well,
now
I'm... No.
We kind of just stopped talking.
Okay.
Really?
And I was going to go to Florida, but unfortunately, financial crisis came.
And you've seen this person before, physically?
Yeah,
like, physically, but through a webcam.
We Skyped a lot.
Okay.
Like, almost daily.
What if I'm digitally dating someone and I don't even know it?
Bro, you have a boyfriend. He lives with you.
Right, but, I play video games with people and I never see them.
But do you talk about how Do you refer to that person as your boyfriend?
No.
Okay, then you're not digitally dating.
But maybe
okay.
they you, refer Aki. To him right. as their boyfriend.
Right?
Oh.
I don't know. What? Now I don't know. What's the... it's a whole world. All right, let's bring in Brittany from Gastonia. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys. I love you.
Oh, we love you. Are you digitally dating?
Oh, no, of course not.
Oh, okay. Shut that down quick.
No, let's not be silly.
No. I met my fiance on a dog walk, so that's totally different.
Oh.
So my mom's friend, they're planning this cruise in October, but I was asking some information about it, and she was like, yeah, she's supposed to be married, and I'm supposed to be her bridesmaid, blah, blah, blah. Well, it turns out that the person that she's marrying, they've never met. So apparently he's from California. He's supposed to come down and pay for the whole cruise and get married on the cruise, but they've never, ever met. She doesn't even know what he looks like. So I say total catfish.
Yeah, so do I. Unless it's like part of that show, Married at First Sight. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they're keeping them apart specifically.
But they've only been talking for like 2 months.
What'd they meet on? How'd they meet?
I guess they met on some dating website, but okay. I mean, you can make false profiles on that stuff.
See,
anyway.
The difference between what she's doing and what our producer Joaquin did is at least Joaquin Skyped with her and
person.
Knows
yeah.
what she looks like. Yeah. Thanks, Brittany.
That's
woman doesn't.
That's terrifying, by the way. That you're
going
to marry somebody without ever meeting them in person or seeing them.
Oh, that's not going to work. That's
no,
they're getting catfished.
No.
Yeah.
I'm concerned for that they might be getting taken on a cruise, too.
Yeah.
Don't get on the cruise.
Don't.
Right?
It's a trap.
Yeah.
Spirit and Charlotte, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
So,
good
Spirit,
morning.
You've digitally dated for a long time?
I did, yes. When I was a little bit younger, I was in an online relationship, and I did, like, Skype with them and stuff. With a guy that lived out in Sacramento.
And you told this person, like, hey, you're my boyfriend. And he said, hey, you're my mm-hmm. girlfriend. And, like, if you went out somewhere, you're like, hey, I gotta get home to Skype with my boyfriend?
Yeah, pretty much.
How long did you date for?
9 months. It was actually my longest relationship.
And who broke up with who?
I broke up with him. He got really clingy. And considering, you know, we were, like, 16, so... He was always being really pushy about me coming out there, and I didn't really have, like, the funds to do it or a means to do it. So it just kind of got weird, so I dumped him.
Yeah, and that's not something you can really go to your parents with. Like, hey, I've never met this person, but I'd really like to go to Sacramento.
Can you throw me 500 bills?
Yeah.
I just find it so funny that someone that you've never met was too clingy. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
someone who literally physically can't be clingy by showing up at your house was yet too clingy, like Skyping you at inappropriate times when you're at the drive-thru and whatnot. It's crazy,
wow.
Spirit. Thank you.
Man, that's so strange to me.
Anne-Marie in Mooresville, we can't get to her. She said she met her husband in the Dominican Republic and started dating before they met each other. Kelly said that she knows someone who's a digital dater. He quit his job to move to another state. I wonder if that worked out, Kelly. Did it work out?
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, we're well. Did it work out for him? Did he, like, quit his job, move his whole life for the person of his dreams?
He actually did. He's a family friend, and he, like, was seeing this woman for a long time. They would, like, Skype and stuff, and then he, like, quit his job. He had sent her a ring in the mail, like, they were engaged, and he moved to this other state, and he, like, she picked him up from the train station, and, like, there was zero chemistry. Like, he fell asleep in the car on the way to the house.
Really?
Thanks, Kelly. That's the dangers of digital dating,
yeah.
Not knowing each other physically.
You have to physically talk, and you're like, oh, this guy.
You're driving. Can I just call and Skype you even though I'm sitting next to you?
Can I text you?